of John tonight. If you have your Bibles, the book of John, chapter number 6. Amen. As we say a lot of times, very familiar scriptures. These are, amen, very familiar scriptures here tonight. John chapter number 6, starting at verse number 66. Won't hold you long. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, notice here, 12 disciples. My. I don't want to get the cart before the horse here, but if you look at this chapter and early, just a few verses earlier, there was 5,000 walking with him. He went from 5,000 to 12. My. Amen. That's a pretty fast dwindling away. And the Bible said, then he looked at the 12 and he said, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, Peter oftentimes answered wrong. He oftentimes answered on a whim. But boy, did he get it right this time.
Yeah. Yes. All right, yeah.
Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
And he goes even further here. I love this verse 69, probably where I get the meat of the message from tonight. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yep.
My.
Amen.
Amen. If the Lord will help us for just a few moments, amen, I'd like to preach on, amen, Jesus is all you need. Amen. Jesus is all you need. Praise God. I feel like after the 5,000 had left, amen, in the early part of this chapter, you know the story how Jesus, the Bible said, knowing what he was going to do, asked Philip, said, Philip, how are we going to feed such a multitude?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And Philip said, Lord, 200 penny worth wouldn't be enough to feed this crowd. Amen. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith to him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, make this crowd to sit down. And they made him to sit down. Amen. And he prayed, you know the story. And they fed the multitudes. Praise God. And then I'm going to preach a message on this. I got on this the other night. Amen. But verse number 12, and when they were filled, praise God. Amen. Now there's a difference, Brother Anthony. Sitting down and eating, amen, and sitting down and being filled.
All right.
Woo!
Yeah, Lord.
A lot of us is missing going crowd because we're missing being filled.
Woo!
Praise God.
Yeah.
Ponderosa, amen.
Yeah.
Being filled, hallelujah. Great God sitting down and eating a chicken breast, a steak, amen. Everything in the vegetables, great God. That's nice, ain't it?
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. Well, these men just didn't eat, amen, enough to knock off the hunger. But they ate till they were filled. Amen. And the Bible said, he saith unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. After they fed all these men with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes,
right.
Great God, they had a bunch left over.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, and then Jesus started laying down the law and began to preach to them. Amen. Telling them, in other words, the kingdom of heaven is not all about receiving, but sometimes it's about giving. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. Amen. Let a man preach the free grace of God, and people will come by the flocks and talk about the pie in the sky and the great by and by. Amen.
Yeah.
And I mean, people will come by the flocks, but tell them, amen, that this gospel is a little bit about sacrifice, having to give up. Amen. And sacrifice for Jesus. And the Bible said that many of them walked away, hallelujah,
yeah.
And they turned around and they followed him no more, praise God. And it's left over here after many of these disciples turned around and they walked away, and the Bible said they followed him no more. And Jesus looked at those 12, hallelujah, and he said, will ye also go away, amen. And Peter saith unto him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Amen. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Yeah. Amen. What he was saying, Brother Anthony, I believe in my words, Peter was really saying, Lord, you're all that I need. Amen. Right. Where else can I go? Hallelujah.
Right.
Hey, God, I can go down to the bars. Amen. And I can't get what I need. Amen. Yeah. I can find the finest of jobs, and I can't get what I need. Amen. Peter was saying, Lord, we can search the world over, and we can't find what satisfies. But thank God I found something that satisfies my inner man. Hallelujah. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. Hey, God, I come to tell us, church, Jesus is enough. Amen. Can you say amen to that right there? Praise God. This ain't going to be very deep preaching here tonight, but I really feel like telling some of us, sometimes you got to go back to the basics and say, Lord, amen, it's not the thing of this world that satisfies, but oh, it's Jesus, amen, and him living down inside of my heart that satisfies the longing soul, amen. Hey, God, it's so easy for some people to say amen when the preacher speaks about what Christ can give us, but when they are, amen, told what we must give Christ, then they turn around and walk the other way. Praise God. As the crowds begin to leave, Jesus looked at these disciples and he said, will you also go away? And Peter said, Lord, you're enough. Amen. Hey, God, you're what I need. Hallelujah. I come to preach to us three short points tonight. I'll go ahead and give you all 3 points right here in my preaching. Amen. Point number one, Jesus is enough to forgive us of our past. Point number two, I'll get to it in a moment, but Jesus is enough to give us strength and guidance for the present day. And not only is he enough to forgive us of yesterday's past, give us strength for today's, amen, guidance that we need, but he's also my hope for yonder's future. Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to preach to you tonight. Number one, he, amen, is my forgiveness of the past. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. Sin is like a deadly virus. Everybody talking about this coronavirus. Amen. Even Weston, I can't say it like him. We got these kids scared to death. When we do get in public, we say, don't touch nothing. Amen. Don't touch nothing. You might get that coronavirus. Amen. And that Weston looks at us. I might get the rock. I can't say coronavirus. I said, yeah, you might. Even Hudson says coronavirus. Thank God, but I come to tell the world there's something more deadly than a coronavirus. Amen. I tell you what it is, it's sin. Sin will take you down. It'll drag you to the bottom. Thank God, it'll put you in the gutter somewhere. And I come to tell you also, amen, there's nothing that nobody can do about sin. Hey God, I love this church, and I love other churches. I love the church of Jesus Christ. I come to tell you, the church can't help you with your sin. Thank God in heaven. Hey, amen. I love good preachers. Thank God, we've been hearing some good preaching. I'm not just saying that. We've been hearing some great preaching right around here lately. Thank God, I love good preaching. But Brother Tommy Romans, he can't do nothing about your sin. Brother Tom Perry, he can't do nothing about your sin. But I come to tell you tonight about one whose name is Jesus. And he, great God, can abolish and forgive my sin. He's the only one. A church can't do it. A priest can't do it. The Pope can't do it. But Jesus can forgive us of our sin. Amen.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Lord.
Sin is like a great cloud.
Come on.
It'll separate you from God.
Yes, it will.
Amen. Jesus was in Capernaum preaching in a certain house. Amen. The house was so crowded. The Bible said that 4 men went out and they got the sick man Amen. On the bed and they bore him. The Bible said the man was born of four.
Yeah.
Great God. Amen. Four men went out and brought the sick man in. They tore off the roof and they brought him in to where the master was. Jesus said to the sick man, thy sins be forgiven thee. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank God, the crowd of that day, the Sadducees and the Pharisees got upset. Amen. They began to murmur, who can forgive sins but God? That's blasphemy. Only God can do such a thing. But Jesus was God in the flesh. Thank God, and this power was given to him to prove that he was God. And not only did he have power to heal, but he had power to save. Hey God, amen. I come to tell us Jesus can forgive us of our sins. That man laying there sick of the, amen, been laying sick for a long time, and his friends put him on a cot, put four ropes on their shoulders, and God hauled him up on the roof and tore off the roof just to get to Jesus. Amen. Many of them was expecting the Lord to heal him, and no doubt he did, but he dealt with the major problem, and that was this man needed to be saved. Amen. And he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Let me tell you something, church. No sweeter words have I ever heard in all of my life. And when I knelt down in an altar of prayer, Brother Anthony, and the Lord said, thy sins be forgiven thee, I said, he's enough to take care of the past. Great God, I come to tell us, you can't control the past. Amen. But I know one that can give us freedom from the past. He can give us liberty and set our mind free from the past failures, from the past sin. Thank God, Jesus is the only one that can do that. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to preach to you here. Amen. John tells us, John 1:7, that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Right.
And because of that cleansing, because of that forgiveness, we are restored to the favor of God and given a home in heaven. Hey God. Let me tell you something, church. I've got a reservation on a mansion over there. Hey, have you ever went out of town and called ahead and got a reservation and called and said, hey boys, save me a spot. I got a bunch of kids and we need somewhere to lay our head when we get there. Amen. Hey God. And I called ahead and said, save me a room. Let me tell you something, church. 25 years ago, I called ahead and I said, I'm making reservations in a place called heaven. Hey, and up there tonight, it's a mansion with my name on it. I said, it's been reserved. How is it reserved? Because I've got forgiveness of the past. I've been forgiven of my sin. And it only come through a man named Jesus.
Come on. Woo!
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Buddha can't do that.
Nobody.
Muhammad can't do that. Confucius can't do that. William Branham can't do that. But Jesus can do that. Hallelujah. Hey, God, the blood of Jesus comes. God's only Son cleanseth us from all sin. At Pearl Harbor, a sailor was injured. Amen. And an anti-aircraft battery he found on a battleship. Somehow he used that thing to fight another 4 hours and shoot a lot of Japanese planes down. But this man was wounded, badly wounded, and bled the whole time. Nearly bled to death while he was fighting the enemy. Great God. Finally was rescued and took to the hospital. Amen. And in the hospital, he received all kinds of blood, 8-10 units of blood. Layman calls them bags, amen. 8 bags of blood. Amen. Hospital, we call them units, amen. He got 8 or 10 units of blood, Brother Josh. Thank God that blood saved his life, amen. Hallelujah. And when he got better, he made a vow while he was still in Hawaii. He said, when I get back to the States, I'm going to give back, amen, every bag of blood that saved my life, amen. Hey, I'm going to give back what saved my life. Let me tell you something, church. I can't give anything back. What was paid for me on Calvary's cross, the ransom that was paid could only be paid by one, and his name is Jesus, God's only Son. Hey, I'll never be able to repay what he's done for me, but I tell you what I can do. I can spend the rest of my life, amen, in honor his service and give him myself and be faithful. Ain't got to honor his name, give him my heart, and live 100% for him. I come to tell you, church, he is our only forgiveness of the past. Amen.
Yes, he is.
He's sufficient. He forgives all of our sins. Amen. And he's the only way to bring us into a relationship with God.
You're right. Thank you, Lord.
He's the propitiator.
Yes, he is.
Now, none of us are that important here tonight. That's not me and me. We're not important enough, really, to get an invitation to talk to the president. But if let's just say something special happened, and the president says, I want to meet with Tommy Romans. Amen. There would be a propitiator.
Yeah.
There would be a man to stand in loop between you and the president. Yeah. Amen.
Right.
And get you in a relationship with him.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Hey, God, I come to tell you,
yes,
that man is named Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the only way to the Father.
Right.
Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Hey, God, not only do we need forgiveness of the past, my second point, and I'm almost done. How am I going to get strength and guidance for today? I come to tell us it only comes through Jesus. Some people go to fortune tellers. Hey, God, some people write to Dear Abby in the newspaper columnist. Some consult their friends on what we used to call Bell South. Now that's a thing of the past. But thank God James says, 1 in 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Thank God I come to tell you, Jesus is my help and guidance and strength for today. He sees the end from the beginning, and because he knows all about me, he's the only one that can help. Hey, God, before a person is ever converted from sin, amen, he is tempted on every side. Hey, God, with sorrows and tears and heartaches, after his conversion, he has the same problems. Great God, some people say, what's the matter with Christians? Amen. Do they not have trouble? Oh, no. Oh, Brother Flottavell, that goes to James Morris's church. When he first got saved, he used to tell them he didn't know any better. He used to say, I want to be preacher. He's a Mexican man.
Yeah.
Come straight from Mexico, but don't speak good English. Flottavell, amen. What do you want to do? I want to be preacher. I want to preach the gospel for Jesus. And they said, Father Bell, why do you want to preach? He said, I don't want no troubles. Don't be a preacher, Father Bell. Don't be a preacher. You'll have way more troubles. Amen. But somebody said, does the Christian never have any trouble? 100% false. The Christian still has heartaches. The Christian still has trouble. But the only difference between the Christian and the sinner, we got somebody to lean on. We got somebody to take us through. We got strength for today. I come to tell his church, he is a present help in a time of trouble. I said he's my friend when I don't have a
friend. He's my help in a midnight hour. Church, he's your help and your strength. Amen.
Glory.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hyman Appleman, he's an old time preacher. I read this. I got some books by him. Hyman Appleman, an evangelist, said that just after he was converted, he had many temptations and troubles. But he said, I found out after I got saved that my temptations and troubles only lasted as long as I could get to a prayer closet and take them to the Lord. Amen. You got troubles and temptations and trials and heartaches? Find yourself a prayer closet. Amen. Take them to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that going to make all my problems go away? No. But it'll sure help you deal with them.
Yes, it will.
Woo! They'll still be there until the Lord gets rid of them.
Yeah.
But I know this, you'll be able to cope better. Hey, God. You'll be able to make it. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, today. A certain family lost 3 children back in the day when diseases such as diphtheria swept across the country. Amen. This mom and dad lost 3 out of 4 of their children to a diphtheria. And on Easter Sunday, great God, after burying their children, the father and the mother, amen, and that remaining one child, got ready and went down to the church house. The father presided over his class and read the Bible lesson like he always did. The mother taught her class. Then they quietly sat together with that one remaining child and listened to the pastor's sermon. Hey, God. Finally, one 15-year-old girl jumped up with amazement and said, how can they do it? Hey. And somebody answered, what do you mean, how can they do it? And she said, this whole big salvation Christianity thing, they really believe it, don't they? Hey, God. They really believe it, don't they? I come to tell you, church, amen, I really believe it.
Woo!
And it takes the trial, it takes the trouble to make you figure out if you really believe it, that he's strength and guidance for today.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you really believe it?
Praise.
Yes.
Praise.
I got to hurry here. We need to believe it.
Jesus.
Yes.
Not just as a mental, amen, assent, but with our whole heart.
That's it.
Don't just profess with our lips, but with our whole heart believe that he's able.
Right.
Damn, I want you to raise your hand right here.
Thank you,
Lord. We believe, God, that you're able.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hey, we really believe it. Hallelujah. We really know, Lord, that you're able to give us strength and help for our present day heartaches and troubles. Lastly, number 3, and I'll be done. Amen. Not only is he able to save us of our sins of the past, not only is he able to give us strength and guidance for the present, but thank God he is our hope for the future.
Yes,
amen. Amen. If our Lord tarries, we shall all go through the experience of death. You can stay away from church. Amen. You can fail to read your Bible. You can fail to pray. Amen. And seek the Lord. But let me tell you something. There is one appointment that you'll not run away from. And that's old angel death. Amen. And when that death angel comes and God sends him to write the last chapter of your life, you cannot push him away. Amen. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is once appointed unto men to die. But after death is the judgment. Amen. That's one appointment I'll not escape. That's one appointment you'll not escape. There's coming a time when we're going to lay down this walk of life. I know it hurts Michelle, and I wouldn't dare say it if Kathy were here. Hey, God, but I believe, amen, that Michelle's mamma niece is praying, and the Lord take her before her daughter. Come on, I believe that with all my heart. Amen. There is once an appointment, and we're going to mean old man death. And when it comes our way, I come to tell you, there's no hope after life without Jesus. He's your only hope. He's your only help. We gotta have him. I wouldn't dare enter into the future without him. Amen. When the doctors and the nurses help you, oh God, amen. It can only go so far.
Right.
Oh, yes. Amen. You can have a doctor by your bedside. Great God, his help can only go so far. You can have a nurse by your bedside, but his help can only go so far. But oh, if you have this one I'm preaching about tonight, whose name is Jesus, standing by your side, he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But what did he say? I will go what? Amen. All the way with you. Even, great God, and I'll just go with you to the deathbed. No. But he said, I'll go all the way to the end. Great God, all the way to the other side. I come to tell this church, you don't want us, amen, going to the future without Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
He said he'll walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the king and the conqueror of death. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus have to die? I'll tell you why he died. So he could conquer death.
Amen. Right.
Woo.
Yes, he did.
I know it's a lot deeper than that.
Come on.
But that's the simple reasoning right there, Sister Claire. Yeah. Jesus had to die. They had to hang him on a cross. Of course, it completed the plan of salvation, which is much complicated than what I'm hitting on out here. I understand that. Amen.
Come on.
But he died, Brother Tom,
yes, he did.
To conquer death. Why did he need to conquer death? Because every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever breathed had to die. And if we're going to conquer death, we had to have one to conquer it before us. Woo! Hey, God. Oh, I come to tell you, church, I want to have him when I have to face the future. Hey, God. Lord, I want to have you. Amen. Help me out up here, Sister Mary. I'm coming to a quick close. Hey, God. The Christian may have little of this world's goods, but he is rich in hope and faith and love. Hey, God. Amen. Jesus said to put your trust in me, and I'll give you forgiveness of the past,
right?
Help and guidance for the present,
right?
And hope for the future.
Hope. Oh, yes.
I'm glad I got hope for tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Tommy preached a good test this morning, too. Talking about troubles. Great God, you ain't had no troubles this week, have you?
Come on.
He was spot on. How that troubles and discouragement is an everyday force of the enemy right now.
Yes, it is, buddy.
I don't know your life very well. None of you come to me and grab on my shoulder. I know some people's ails and... But just that bad, I can look at you, Brother Tom. And no problems you're up against.
Right.
Brother Tommy. Yeah. Sister Mel. Trish. She got to deal with you every day. Chuck and Lisa. Carol and her family. Charlie. Sister Claire, Josh. I can look at you right now and see everybody in here. That every day when you wake up tomorrow, there's troubles in the mirror, brother. We got to face.
Come on now. Come on.
That's right. I wouldn't dare want to wake up tomorrow without this one I'm talking to you about.
Praise God.
His name is Jesus. Amen. Stay with me in this house.
Thank you.
Stay with me in this house.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Amen. Lord, right now, let's pray, God. Let the Holy Ghost preach this little simple message for you right here tonight. If there's anybody in this house, Lord, that don't know you, all right now is a perfect time to kneel down in this altar right here tonight and say, Lord, I need forgiveness of the past. Amen. Great God. That's what you need to worry about. Amen. You need to worry about forgiveness. You'll never march forward without forgiveness of the past. Amen.
Right.
And he's the only one. The fortune teller can't help you.
No.
This psychiatrist can't help you.
No.
Amen. Medication can't help you, but Jesus can help you. Hallelujah. How about it? Is there one here tonight that would like to get these altars and say, hey, I need forgiveness of the past? Amen. Maybe there's one here tonight that says, hey, I'm having trouble with facing everyday life. Everyday life. Amen. Will you help me today, Lord? All the struggles that I'm up against, I don't know if I could make it. Jesus said he'd be our strength for today. And then there's others that's worrying about tomorrow. I wouldn't dare face tomorrow without Jesus.
You're right.
While they're playing and singing here, I'm going to call us in this altar. If you want to pray, we'll pray with you. This is serious, church.
Yes, it is.
This is serious. Amen. We're in the last spin of the track. Amen. We're in the last curve. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to make it. Amen.
I want to make it.
Come on. Let's meet these altars. Lord, will you help us, God? Will you help us here tonight? Do you want to pray? Do you want to seek the Lord? Do you want to ask his help and guidance? Jesus. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all the questions, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all the giants, fear and unbelief. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all my hang-ups. He's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can't or cannot see. Yes, he is.
Bigger than all my problems. He's bigger than all my fears.
God is bigger than any mountain that I can't or cannot see. He's bigger than all the questions. Bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all of my problems. He's bigger than all of my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the questions. He's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all the shadows all across my path. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the confusion, bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the problems. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the questions. Bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all the giants, fear and unbelief. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. He's bigger than all of my hang-ups. He's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.
bigger than all of my problems. It's bigger than all of my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the questions. He's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all of my problems. He's bigger than all of my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Well, he's bigger than all the questions. He's bigger than anything. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see.